Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Beya, Perig Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Let's touch the words of the Mishnah, then we'll explain Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. The Mishnah says, Ein mashchizen asasakin b'yamtiv, we may not sharpen a knife on yamtiv. How would they sharpen a knife? There was a special stone, and you put the knife up against this stone. I remember, even when I was a child, there would be trucks that would come down, knife sharpening trucks. And the man would clink, he had like a triangle, and he would clink with a certain metal hammer. People would come out, they would bring their knives, and in the truck there was like a stone that would spin around, and you put the knife up against the stone, and that's how it got sharp. Sakta Mishnah, ein mashchizen asasak in b'yamtiv. You can't sharpen the knife this way on yamtiv. But you can sharpen one knife against the other. When you rub the two knives together, it also gets a little bit sharp. That's not the normal way to do it, and therefore it could be done on yamtiv. In the second part of the Mishnah teaches us as follows. A person shouldn't say to a butcher, an individual shouldn't say to a butcher. Now this individual, he doesn't want to buy a whole behemoth. He wants a little bit of meat. How much? So he says, Shkoyli, please weigh for me bedinner basar. A little basar that's worth a dinner. So that you can't do. Now didn't we learn this already in Mishnah Vav? So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains that there's a whole different chiddush over here. He's not negotiating a price. He's just trying to explain how much basar. You walk in, you say, okay, I want $3 worth of cookies or $5 worth of meat. So sometimes you're not even thinking about the money. You're just describing how much meat you want, and you know how much $5 is. That's what he's saying over here. He's saying, Shekoili bediner basar. I'm an individual. I want to buy a little bit of meat. A little bit? How much is a little bit? So I say, you know, weigh for me like, you know, the amount of basar that would cost a dinner. He doesn't mean to negotiate a price. He means to show him how much. You still can't do it on Yom Tov. You can't talk that way on Yom Tov because you can't mention money. The reality is, even though his intention is just to describe how much, but he's also saying, here's the deal. I give you a dinner, you give me basar. That can't be done on Yom Tov. So B.M. is the Paiskim say, you can take a look in the Mishnah Berurah Simen, Shin Chav Gimel, that if it's something that everybody knows, let's say, a pound of cookies is $2, everyone knows that, and you say, you give me $2 worth of cookies. So in a Hanami there, Taka, he's not negotiating a price. The problem over here is, not everyone knows exactly how much basar is, it isn't always mamish the same price. So therefore, by saying a dinner of basar, or a basar worth a dinner, in a way, it is like negotiating a price, even though that's not his kavanah. The Mishnah concludes, Avulbat, Shoichet, the one who sells the meat, could shecht, meaning to say, if he's a shoichet, he could shecht, if not, he has a shoichet shecht for him, or mechalken beinayim. And you give it over to a whole group, he says, listen, I'm giving you the whole animal. A bunch of people are buying it, and those people divide it amongst themselves. Okay, let's chazer over and try to explain some of the yesodos that this Mishnah is teaching us. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bai, Kapitel Yud Beis, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Uvayim HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, Uvayim HaShvi Mikra Kodesh, Yilachem. Kol Malacha L'Yayasibem. This is the first and seventh day of Yom Tov. Can't do any Malacha. But there's a difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Acha Sheyayachel L'Chol Nefesh, Hu Levadoi Yayase L'Chem. The Chachamim, they stress one word in this Pasuk. Hu. Only this you can do. Only tzarech oichel nefesh. You can cook, you can bake. But you cannot do machshirei oichel nefesh. What does machshirei oichel nefesh mean? Machshirei oichel nefesh means I'm not working with the food itself, but I'm working to fix a keli which is going to help me prepare the food, like sharpening the knife. That you cannot do. Does everyone hold that way? No. Rabbi Yehuda says, Enachanami, the Pasuk says hu, which is mashma only oichel nefesh, but the Pasuk also says lechem. Lechem sounds like a ribuy. We can include other things. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, machshiri oichel nefesh is sometimes mutar on Yom Tov and sometimes not. If it's something that could have been done before Yom Tov, Enachanami, you can't do it on Yom Tov. But if it's something that could have not been done before Yom Tov, then you can do it on Yom Tov, even though it's machshiri achal nefesh, like sharpening the knife. Okay, so when our Mishnah tells us that you can't sharpen the knife, is that the opinion of the Chachamim, or even according to Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is it goes according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim are the ones who say Machshiri Eichel Nefesh can't be done on Yom Tov under any set of circumstances, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So when a Chanami, if you should have sharpened the knife before Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov. But let's say I have a knife that became dull or it chipped on Yom Tov. I couldn't have done it before Yom Tov. It wasn't broken before Yom Tov. It didn't have to be sharpened before Yom Tov. So then you would be able to sharpen it on Yom Tov. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it couldn't be with the regular stone. It would have to be with a wood kind of a block that they sharpen against. It has to be a little bit different than the way it's done on Yom Tov. Furthermore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Machshiri Echel Nefesh is Mutter, it's only Mutter to fix a keli. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say you can't go and make a new keli on Yom Tov. Okay, let's go now to the second part of the Mishnah. We already learned in the previous Mishnah the way they used to buy meat was people would get together and they would go over to, the Mishnah refers to him as a butcher, but it means a shaychet, someone who sells meat. That also knew how to shecht. To shecht, you have to be an Erel Chayid, you have to know all the halachas, or it means that the butcher has a shaychet that works for him. But either way, we go over to a person, we say, okay, have a cow shechted for us, and we have a whole group of people that are going to buy it. They didn't have refrigerators. So if you shechted a cow, you have to use the meat right away. Now, one family can't eat a whole cow's worth. That's the way it was done. So the Mishnah told us, if an individual wants to buy a little bit of meat, you can't say shekali b'dinner basar. You can't mention money. What you could do is, we're going to have the butcher have the animal shechted. We're going to divide the behema into different pieces. Everyone will get a piece. We're not going to mention money. And afterwards, we'll make a cheshbon after Yom Tov.